the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, finally, this morning, Gladiator 2 has been grabbing lots of headlines, mostly for red carpet appearances and lead actor Paul Mescal's 1970s suave style. Mescal has spoken about the pressure he feels for the movie to make money. It is a business, after all, just like venues in ancient Rome. They did everything in their power to get bums on seats. We asked Dr. Rebecca Usherwood, assistant professor in late antiquity and early Byzantine studies, to take a look at the business world of gladiators.
Yesterday, on my walk to work, a gigantic image of Paul Mescal, dressed as a Roman gladiator, passed by me on the side of a Dublin bus. It was a pretty surreal experience for me, someone who is immersed in the Roman Empire on a daily basis, but probably not as surreal as what it must have felt like to witness the bloody spectacles that were put on in arenas like the Colosseum. The Roman entertainment industry was an extraordinary feat of human organization, though we should always remember the enormous levels of exploitation and bloodshed involved. So let's go behind the scenes, lift the curtain, as it were, on what was involved in putting on shows in ancient Rome. Rome's first emperor, Augustus, claimed to have put on 7 gladiatorial shows for the people of the city, where 10,000 men fought one another. He also arranged 26 beast hunts. This was another popular form of spectacle, where a wide variety of animals were hunted or induced to fight each other, or even used to execute those condemned as criminals. You could see everything, from rabbits, bulls, and boars, to lions, leopards, and giraffes, not to mention hippos, crocodiles, snakes, even the occasional rhinoceros. While there is no evidence that sharks appeared in the arena, as they do in Gladiator 2, the Emperor Claudius did stage a hunt of an unfortunate orca that had found itself trapped in Rome's harbour. Putting on shows like this was an enormous logistical feat. Animals had to be captured from the wild and kept alive in transit for thousands of miles. Many died in the process. On the day of the show, they had to be bullied into behaving as their captors required. One rhino at the Colosseum's inauguration was a particularly reluctant performer. A passive vegetarian creature, it just stood there and had to be baited into aggression. These events required specialists at every level, many of whom were slaves. Rome's entertainment industry reflected the wider Roman world, which relied on the labor of countless enslaved people seized in conquest or born into the system. The most famous of these are the gladiators themselves, highly trained, armed combatants who generally fought in pairs. Although Rome gave them its lowest social status, it also saw them as a glamorous and lucrative commodity. Defeat in the arena was often followed by a reprieve, so they could live to fight another day. They might even survive to retirement and earn their freedom.
How can I reward Rome's greatest general?
Let me go home.
Roman emperors put on ever more extravagant displays. After Trajan's victory over Dacia, modern-day Romania, there were 4 months of celebration, with 10,000 gladiators fighting and 11,000 animals slaughtered. Behind the scenes, professionals coordinated everything on behalf of the emperors. The people responsible were often themselves former slaves in the imperial household. Marcus Aurelius Procinus was one of them. His tomb boasts that he took charge of gladiatorial shows in the early years of the 3rd century, when Gladiator II is set. The tomb also implies that Proxenus was a Christian. This might seem a poor fit for his profession, but even in antiquity, the crowds did not always greet such barbaric spectacles with bloodthirsty approval. They might weep at the sight of wounded elephants, or be moved to pity at the tortures inflicted on condemned men and women. Today, we might enjoy watching these spectacles reenacted on the big screen, safe in the knowledge that the blood is fake and the animals are CGI. Were the Romans more heartless than us, or just more honest?
Trinity's Dr. Rebecca Usherwood there.